One of the people in charge of this project is Ross Powell, a geology professor at NIU. Powell says his team is exploring places few researchers have been to.
In addition to getting good science out, we're actually being explorers for the first time and doing this sort of research. It's really fun understanding that you're probably the first people who have ever seen this sort of stuff, or undoubtedly the first people who have ever seen this sort of thing.
But before they explore these parts of Antarctica, Powell and his colleague, Professor Reed Scherer, will head to California this Saturday. Their team will conduct engineering tests on a newly designed robotic submarine, which will investigate the faults of Lake Tahoe, one of the deepest freshwater lakes in the country. After that, this submarine will be used for future research exploring the ocean beneath the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica.
This testing up in Tahoe is primarily going to be oriented to engineering tests, making sure that everything is working. And then after that, we'll be able to do a bit of science investigation for the state of California, because they know that there are faults, geological faults, that run through the lake. They're concerned about the earthquake activity. If they fracture right in the lake, they will create a large wave, a tsunami, in the lake itself. And there's evidence that an old tsunami actually caused a landslide in the lake and collapsed a big section along the side of it.
Instruments on the submarine will include 3 cameras, a robotic arm for gathering samples, and sonar and lasers for navigation. The scientists on the surface will receive continual feed through a 4-kilometer umbilical cord. As for the cost, Powell pegs it at roughly $20 million. It is funded by several donors, including the National Science Foundation, for its investigation of the future of rising sea levels in Antarctica.
The studies that we do in the Antarctic can potentially have worldwide effects, because as I was mentioning before, there is the effect of global sea level, and that's not going to directly affect us here in the Midwest. But it certainly will have compounded ramifications, because if people are affected, say in Florida or along the other coastlines that are along the U.S., that's going to have economic consequences to the whole country.
Last winter, this research team was the first to extract samples from a subglacial lake. They discovered microbial life more than 2,000 feet below the Antarctic ice. NASA also contributes to funding the project. NASA wants to know how these life forms can survive in such extreme conditions. The submarine will extend their investigation to the ocean beneath the ice shelf.
We have proven that there is the microbial life in the lakes. And when we use the ROV and go to the ocean, the ROV being the submarine, when we go to the ocean and use that, we will undoubtedly find microbial life there as well. But there is a potential in the ocean, at least, to find larger forms of life.
Powell will head the executive committee that will return to the Antarctic this December. That team will include Professor Scherer and 3 students from NIU. Their research will continue to study what's happening under the ice and how the warming oceans affect the globe's weather patterns. I'm Daniel Pritchett, WNIJ News.